think we most of us enjoyed last night. He went in there with a bad attitude. He came out with
I used to have the same bad wrong opinion.
Right. And last night it was a very entertaining couple
hours.
It's
not an opinion. I just don't want anything to do with it.
Why?
Because as a beat guy, it's something that you look forward to. 3 days off.
And it's a day off.
And so I've always hated the All-Star game and anything involved with it.
Okay.
Because I'm in this week, I had to watch it last night and found it to be entertaining last night.
I thought you were going to get you into like a St. Louis Cardinals position of disrespects the game. And
I have no interest in exhibition games or exhibitions.
Okay.
But,
or exhibitionism.
Rule that out.
Now back to the flashing on your
time
roof.
Time and a place.
As Jay Cutler used to say, you know, it was actually entertaining last night. I don't know if they all are because I've never really watched one before, but it seems.
I've watched many. They're not all that entertaining.
No,
not that way. I find it funny though that whether it's you guys or us in the morning or the afternoon show, that we will all violate the preferences of those who work on baseball beats and call people today to talk to them about an event last night that none of them wanted to watch in the first place.
How about Levin? Over the course of 8 months, he gets 3 days to sleep, and we woke him up at 7. Thanks a lot. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we got Jason Benetti coming on at 9:30. We're going to bug him. He doesn't sleep anyway. He's doing college football games in the middle of the summer. He can find them. We're all just going to bug these guys who do nothing but cover baseball, and they get 3 days off. And now let's talk about a home run derby.
Within the next few minutes, there'll be a new leader in the clubhouse for Manny Machado. Because last night, it was Phillies, Phillies, Phillies.
When I went to sleep at 2 o'clock, John Heyman was tweeting, it's absolutely the Phillies. And this morning, he tweeted, it's absolutely the Dodgers.
Stay tuned.
And then he tweeted, absolutely several teams are involved.
We're not close yet, and I'll tell you why. Because no one has reported mystery team on Manny Machado. And
until we
get mystery team involved, you don't really have a bidding war. You don't really have the prospects flying around from mystery team that's always involved.
Well, I think ultimately it has to be Philadelphia. I mean, they not only have the pieces to get it done, and unlike the Dodgers, who are generally unwilling to move their best pieces this time of year, they will move pieces, but not their best. And Philly, you know, Philly needs them. Philly needs them more than the Dodgers need them. And Philly's in a position where suddenly they're the 2015 Cubs. They didn't expect to be here, but they've got an opportunity in a wide open league. And that's no disrespect to the Cubs, but the Cubs have not been the Cubs yet. If their rotation pitches the way they're supposed to, they will be.
They have not been the Cubs yet. They've got a 4-game lead on everybody in the loss column and everybody in the National League. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's a wonderful place to be given how they've played.
Yeah.
This first half, do you remember the scene, the way they recreated the moment in Apollo 13 when they know they've got to do a controlled burn and the instruments are down and he says, look, I can see the moon. See the earth in the window, right? The little triangular window. See the earth in the window. And he's going to use that and they have to work together and they're all over the place and they're firing, they're slipping and sliding.
No, that's not me.
I got that one. That's me. That's me.
Gimbal lock, man. You got to watch out for gimbal lock.
Space force.
Yeah. After all that, after all of that heart in your throat ridiculousness, there they are, and it's like for whatever that first half,
that roller coaster ride was,
look at where they are, and look at they are leading MLB in position player WAR.
Oh yeah,
they are leading MLB in defensive runs above average. They're number 3 in base running runs
and Rizzo's
above
your
average.
10th in OPS.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you something you don't know, but for most of the first half, they were bottom 5 in starting rotation WAR when they were supposed to be
correct.
A top 5 rotation.
It's supposed to be Joe Mann's best rotation since he's been here, right? It's amazing. I mean, I get it. It speaks to bad teams in the division. I don't care how you did it. You're 2.5 clear. You're 5 games clear. The Brewers and the Losco.
It's crazy.
And you haven't seen Yu Darvish. You've seen too much of Tyler Chatwood.
And Rizzo sucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was 10th in OPS. I mean
how about also when, anybody would have taken this. If you had gone to any of these difficult to please Cub fans. And that's what this season has been. This season has been
and was last year too.
An inability last to please their most demanding fans.
Sure.
But had you told the most demanding fan, here's where you'll be at the All-Star break, everybody would take it.
Because we were all told it was going to be different this year. They're going to come out of the gate strong and all these, you know, last year was the hangover, the hiccups. No, we weren't going to see that. Well, we saw even worse because guys you were counting on, including guys like Kyle Hendricks, who, you know, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, what's going on with him?
And everyone was kicking the baseball the first month
sure.
of the season.
Yeah.
All around the field. Yeah. You name it.
And then there's 0-for-7 with our, you know, runners in scoring position. There's 14 guys left on base. You know, there's opportunity after opportunity, loss.
And what if this is in a twist, in a baseball baseballing on you? What if one of your critical deadline decisions for this year's team was made at the deadline last year, and you asked the question about Justin Wilson? What if that? What if
he turns out
right? What if that exactly?
Wilson,
but
lefty.
Right, but you did it last year.
Right.
But what if the return on that? It was like a year of gestation. Mm-hmm. Just a year.
Is that
of,
what it was?
A year yeah, of delay.
That's a nice way of saying I was going to vomit every time he got on
sure,
the mound.
Sure, but you.
Yeah.
What if
digestion?
What if
yeah,
that?
Not
what if he becomes an even or a head guy, high leverage within the circle of trust reliever?
I think that's the most underrated part of this entire equation is what is this bullpen going to look like in September and October, given their workload in the first half?
Steve Cishek going to make it?
His knuckles dragging on the ground. I mean, and he's still unbelievably effective, but but you have to worry about that. So that's why you look for more guys.
Yeah.
But let's say Morrow has a problem, which that's not out of the realm. I mean, pitched every day in the postseason last year. And has had some injury problems this year. What if you're going to need Justin Wilson to be that guy? He's done the job before. And at this point, one of Joe's strengths, and he's not great at everything, but he's great at a lot of things. And one of them is managing his people properly through the course of a season and getting them from a confidence standpoint to the right place at the right time.
It's probably the single best thing he does is marshal resources.
And what if
understand
the second half record reflects it too, right? Yep. Everything starts to fall into order and guys start really excelling and so, the rest comes into play and everything else.
So what if he gets him to that spot at just the right time and he's ready to start closing again right when they need him? And look, there was a game, maybe a week ago or so where he pulled somebody after six. It was a Quintana game where he pulled him after six at 80 some pitches.
Yeah.
And he went with, he's probably Rosario 7 and then Wilson 8 and then Cishek 9 when he really could have left Quintana in and gone with just two guys. But I noted it that day that he absolutely could have gone two guys and could have gone Wilson 9 given the circumstances, but he's doesn't seem quite ready to make that leap yet.
And not only that,
but he's got him to a place where he is starting to feel good about himself.
He's moved up a couple of increments, and you know the way Joe does this. You can start to feel it after a while of where he might not be in the circle of trust, but he's just kind of outside. He's orbiting the circle of trust.
It's like 2015 when the in spring training he said it's like he's teaching him a golf swing, and in spring training he said, all right, first week, put your left hand on the club. That's it for this week. The next week, he said, all right, wrap your right hand under the club. And little by little, he just added little pieces to the swing. And that first week of August, when they faced San Francisco, he said, all right, swing as fast as you possibly can. And they just tore everybody up from that point forward.
It's Mr. Miyagi.
It's how he does things with everybody.
Wax on, wax off.
Meanwhile,
right?
He said it to Trevor Cahill and Clayton Richard.
Well,
you
work with what you got.
And I'm not making the leap to Justin Wilson is going to save you games in the World Series.
No, that's what we're going to hold you to.
But maybe that's going to be necessary, and maybe that
is a tough lefty, be that spot up guy.
This transition on score brought to us by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition. I know you guys got a lot on tap. What are we going to hear on the midday show today?
Well, this time of year, the answer is you never know.
Right.
You never know because of what is and what is not going on in the world of sports. So it gives us a little bit of latitude, and we enjoy that. Jason Benetti, he was busy last night. He's always busy. He's always working somewhere. I turn on my TV, it's like a Benetti channel. It's just, he's just him describing something or singing. 9:30 for him, Jeff Sullivan.
I saw him on Carnival Eats yesterday.
Jeff Sullivan at 10, midday midway at 11, and at 11:40 we are going to welcome
we're very excited.
We have a football expert who is going to be a part of the Bernstein and McKnight show all of football season. I don't know if you've heard him talk quarterbacking and offense, and but Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, terrific.
Is terrific. And he's going to be a regular with us for football season. And
I thought you were going to say Jay Cutler.
Well, I said interesting, and we're going to welcome Orlovsky today. We got a ton of giveaways too. A ton of giveaways, passes to meet Joe Madden, 3 chances to win $1,000. So this will be entertaining and profitable for you potentially today.
All right, great. We'll be listening, and have a great show.
When the Bears season ended, they decided it was time for another change at head coach.
Early this morning, I informed Coach Fox that we were going to head in a different direction.
Now we find out what the new look Bears can do.
They create a culture. I just got chills. It's real.
Listen in as Mark Grody and Chris Emma bring you all the latest throughout Bears training camp. Plus, get insight from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Hub Arkush, and Dave Wanstead. Starting Thursday, we are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, and today's birthday shout-out goes to Ryan Miller. The 2010 Vezina Trophy winner and current Anaheim Ducks goaltender made a splash by engaging supermodel and social media celeb Chrissy Teigen in a Twitter dust-up. Last month, Teigen tweeted, "I feel like I can absolutely be a hockey goalie." Noting that, "I ran some numbers, and if you lay on your side and you lift your top leg up and down the entire game, you stop 99.9% of attempted goals. The rest is up to the defense." Miller, who's 173,000 followers pale in comparison to Teigen's 10.6 million, responded, "I feel like I can absolutely be a supermodel. I ran some numbers, and if you lay on your side in an exotic location and you look hot, the rest is up to the photographer." Touche, Ryan. Happy 38th birthday, and enjoy the day, and you better stick to your day job, because you ain't that hot. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, everyone's super excited for Amazon Prime Day, and here's our pick for one of the hottest deals. Up to 40% off a Blink video home security system. We're talking as low as $69 for a full video security camera system you can set up yourself in minutes and requires no subscriptions. Blink video cameras are motion-activated home security. When Blink detects someone snooping around your home or yard, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD video clip of what Blink saw. And Blink's live feed option lets you actually see your home in HD video from wherever you are, like on vacation. Blink wire-free cameras run on batteries that last up to 2 years. No contracts, no subscriptions. Plus, they work with Alexa. Take my advice. Go to Amazon.com right now, enter Blink camera in the search box, and score up to 40% off your Blink home security system. Act fast to get huge Prime Day savings on those amazing Blink cameras.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from The Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Stone.com. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight, broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley as they host Wilson Contreras.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. Can you believe it? Home run, Contreras.
And Mike Montgomery.
The payoff from Mike Montgomery, swing and a miss, strike three.
From noon to one for the second installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series, Monday, July 23rd. Presented by AZ Building Products and Xfinity. Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/On deck.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Are you pleased enough? And I'm talking to you, the most critical Cub fan. You're in your window. This is your time to have these high standards. So you know that those American League teams are really, really good. You only have to beat one of them.
You've satisfied some of the high standard Cubs fans over this past weekend or in these last six games. You now have a trade deadline and an AL that's looking to enrich themselves while you're looking to fix question marks that have generated themselves over the course of the first half of the season.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Jason Benetti, the voice of the White Sox and the voice of everything, is going to join us at 9:30. Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs at 10, midday Midway at 11, and our new football friend, Dan Orlovsky.
How about that?
At 11:40. Yeah, nice job, Mitch Rosen.
Looking forward to talking with football with Dan. That's a guy who really knows how to break down the quarterback position.
Yes.
He's got kind of a man crush from Mitchell Trubisky, so we'll have to, you know, we'll get things evened out and rolled up.
It's one of those very satisfying things. We were just sort of talking as a show. We were planning our what is going to be, for just so you know, for Bears season, for NFL season, extensive football coverage and making use of all of our stable of experts on this station. This show and all shows on Sports Radio 670 are just going to be wall to wall. Hell, football season starts next week. Right? I mean, when the Bears...
I mean, they report that we're going to get all the best shape of their live stories in a couple of days.
Yep, they're moving into the dorms, they're bringing in televisions and BB guns and whatever they're,
they still have. Bring in all the TVs and everything like that?
Some do, yeah.
I guess the flat screens are easier to haul in there now.
Toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. That's the veteran move. You go to Walmart or Costco or wherever you got to go, and you get the sharp... I don't know if you're an ultra soft or ultra strong.
I've recently reshaped my game. I have completely rethought the entire approach.
You're either an ultra soft or an ultra strong, depending on your lifestyle.
Well,
it's a tribal thing, but we're an ultra soft family.
Yeah, and it's the ripples. You got to find as many ripples as you possibly can in the sheet. That's what you're looking for. I found that out just a couple of months ago, and it's quite an ad.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right, but Dan Orlovsky is going to be our guy. When we had a meeting, and they said, "Look, ideally, who would you want?" And that was the first name at the top
of
our list. I don't know if you heard him when he joined us a couple of months ago talking football, and he was so good. And we finished up with that interview and said, "Wow, wouldn't it be great if we could have him as our expert on the Bernstein and McKnight Show?" And he is going to be that. So we're very excited about that. Now, I mentioned we have a lot of things to give away, and we do.
We have three chances to win $1,000 via something as simple as a text keyword. So you got to be listening for those opportunities. When I give you the text keyword, you simply text it in and you might win. We also have two pairs of passes to meet Joe Madden following our July 24th live broadcast from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage here on the ninth floor at Peru 2. So you have to be listening for that opportunity as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Like the Facebook page at the 670thescore.com page, or 670 The Score page, I should say. There's also Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com as part of that. A video feed. These cameras. Hi, how's it going? Directed by Brian Gertsch. We also have producers. They're Jay Zawoski.
Quincy Brown, the pride of New York City, and a regular on the television musical drama star.
Easy there, Hawk. Oh, my God, I hit him with the head. Oh, Hawk, what just happened? What just happened, Hawk? Oh, my, Andre Dawson.
Wait, check out this replay, because you know the Hawk is tremendous in right.
I knew it.
He pulled the Canseco, went right off the head.
What was it? Is this a celebrity softball game with all the nonsense going on?
I thought you said you watched.
I watched the first inning and I saw Bill Nye strike out and I said to myself, self, that'll do it. Probably time to hang up.
Playing first base, Andre Dawson have the ball go off his head?
It skipped off his head?
It didn't skip. It landed directly.
It was an homage to Terry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we needed a book.
I believe that Terry's softball season in Tampa did involve him getting hit in the head multiple times. So I think that is the Hawk, Andre Dawson, just with an artistic homage to our friend Terry. So we mentioned that to him. On the board is Rick Camp.
This one's coming up a little shy for Schwarber. Has had a couple of postseason heroic type moments.
Hit five home runs in the postseason in 2015. And that's a bomb.
Javier, you're saying hams?
Ham. I don't know. We used to at the Cubs.
Is that
hey,
short
keep
for
saying
like,
it. It's
yeah,
working.
Yeah,
every
keep
time,
saying
every time
it.
we made good contact, we go ham.
Ham. Again, it is difficult for a native Spanish speaker to end a word with an M. It is not something you grow up doing.
Right, but at the same time,
you're taking the fun out of ham.
Remember,
he's saying ham. It's coming out like hen because it's very difficult
like
for native.
Ham.
But remember, we had our brick house, the first one, right?
Yes.
With Ian Happ and with Luke Farrell and with Javi Baez.
Right.
I asked Ian what often is said to him by Chili Davis. Like, what one word, what phrase, what thing does he keep on yelling at you about?
What mantra.
And
yes.
It was bam. It wasn't
right.
Ham. It wasn't han. Ian said that it was bam. And
hey.
Javi, we asked Javi, do you hear bam a lot? No, he doesn't really tell me anything. But now we've got this entire new mythos in between Cubs hitters and Chili Davis,
saying,
and now it's ham. It's like we're just inventing three-letter words that Chili Davis is screaming at people while they're hitting.
We go, ham!
Okay.
But Ian said it was bam.
Well, maybe for Ian it's bam. He's got that's how Chili reaches individual hitters. Or maybe it's ban.
I'd be more motivated by food. Just a thought.
But I don't think they mean ham the food.
No,
I
don't.
Or the radio. I think they mean ham as in the acronym for hard as a MF-er.
Ham!
All right. Well, whatever it is, it's fun. And then
keep it working.
I didn't quite get these. Is that it's actually Roberto Clemente's jacket that he was wearing?
It
right?
It looked like it.
So that was his jacket from 1970 something. And
I was terrified he was going to rip the thing putting it on stage.
Yeah, because it was a little small.
It was a tiny bit small.
A little small. He's a little more swole.
It wasn't
I
like
think.
Fat guy in a little coat or anything, but it was a little small.
Yeah, but he could rock that. I mean, Javi can do no wrong.
What's old is new again, first off. So that pattern and the whole like leather lining thing, you know, it's a good look.
I know we've got Jason Benetti coming up, but this is my, I, allow me this.
You forgetting about Ray?
Yeah, I'm forgetting about Ray.
Only the third player to win in front of your home crowd. How much did that mean?
Unbelievable. I freaking love this crowd. Every single night they come out and support us. Watch the Nationals, baby. Let's go. Nice job.
Good effort.
Wait,
to whom is he saying they see the crowd? Good job, crowd.
Good job, crowd.
Nice job.
Nice job, crowd. Way to go.
I'm glad you watched the Derby last night.
Did.
I'm glad you enjoyed
nice
it.
Nice job.
There were some thrills. There was some last minute heroics, I guess, if you consider anything like that heroic. We ask over and over again for our athletes, specifically baseball players, because of, you know, the old school push against it and the Mike Matheny thing that is now gone from St. Louis. But this old school, right, play the game the right way, just like you've always hit a home run, all that kind of stuff. We want celebration from our athletes, right? We're asking for bat flips and we want some flavor and swag and stuff. You just kind of remind yourself that as you ask for that from each and every player, sometimes when you put a microphone in front of these guys, you come up with what you got from Bryce Harper. Sometimes the flash and sizzle is in the action and the hair flips and the hat coming off and the dad with the swole out body and a beard that looks like it was clearly done in Just for Men the night before.
Yeah.
Sometimes though you put a microphone in front of a player and you get, I freaking love this crowd, man. Nice job.
Yeah, there that
all right, Bryce.
You can see that the testosterone is strong in that family.
My
right?
word.
The dad he looks like
he's glistening.
It's like Bluto.
His beard looked like it looked in the movie 300. It was like just tricked out and he's just like kind of glistening in the sun and the evening lights there in Washington.
Yeah, that was the dad looks like some sort of embodiment of testosterone and protein.
I was very glad that MLB was able to find him this medium jersey that he could wear to throw BP to Bryce Harper, to his son.
And he's throwing hard and he's just like,
hey. Real hard.
And that. Do you get mad? Like, Dad, throw it better.
How do you make that body throw a baseball? It's like watching Frank Thomas
throw. It's
like
a pitching machine.
It's like just this wine chuck kind of thing.
For BP, that's okay. It should be a short arm swing.
Right, yeah.
And that's why catchers make really good batting practice pitchers generally.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a very short arm swing, like those great
Chief, like Mark Salas, just whipping it from behind the ear the whole time.
Those are the pitching machines that are always better to hit off of, the ones that do have that rotating arm that flings the ball rather than the jugs guns that shoot it out between the two wheels.
See, and this is why I can't go play Derby at Slugger's anymore next to the ballpark, because they changed the whole apparatus. Have you seen that? Now they've got the jugs machines now.
I don't like
it. It's nicer in there. They scraped a lot of the vomit off the floor, so that's kind of nice.
But that's the whole character.
They've removed... No. They removed the thin layer of beer and vomit to reveal a new layer of beer and vomit.
Oh,
so they've
okay.
got that kind of scraped off.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
it's
new,
like restoring
fresh
a
layer.
Painting.
Exactly. They find the original layers, the Harry Carey layers, as it were. But yeah, the flippers are gone. It's now the jugs machine. It's nice. It actually works. You put a thing in the machine and it actually spits balls at you, but it's not as fun. What?
The texters are killing me right now. It says, the 630, you nailed it. His dad is Wooly Willy. You know, you're Wooly Willy?
Wooly Willy?
Yes. When you were
as long as you ask Terry about it in transition.
Did you ever the iron filings?
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
and you take the
I know this thing.
You get the magnet thing and
sure.
you make the beard on the and he's
or
bald.
You, you rip the back open and you spread it all over your grandfather's carpet and then he gets mad at you because the vacuum cleaner will not pick those iron filings up. They just stay in there for years.
What is wrong with you?
I was like 7. I didn't know what the hell I was
doing.
You ripped
the back of it and let the iron filings out?
I through it a little bit. I was a little too aggressive with the Wooly Willy, as it were. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a mistake. It was a mistake.
847 says Bryce Harper's dad looks like the cook from Wet Hot American Summer.
He looks... Yes!
608 says he looks like the Zangief character in Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, Zangief. I think he was in Street Fighter 1, too. He's the guy with the short shorts and the tattoo job. Short guy. I don't know where he's supposed to be from, though.
He's Russian, you idiot.
Is he Russian?
Yes.
I can't remember Street Fighter 2. I was a Mortal Kombat guy. I did not play a lot of Street Fighter.
Zangief. He was Russian.
There you go.
He wasn't Vodka Drunkinsky, who then became Soda Popinski, right? Different guy. But
no, that was Mike Tyson's punch-out.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, Zangief. There he is. But he had a little mohawk thing going on. Zangief.
I mean, in fairness, we don't know what kind of salad his dad was rocking. Bryce has quite the hair.
My guess, when you're
very
talking...
Very bald.
Yes. When you're talking that level of testosterone coursing through your veins, naturally, when you come from that, the Harper stock, I guarantee you he's the balding virile type.
The Harper's grocery trip is just straight to the GNC. There's no Jewel... There's no Kroger. It's just GNC. That's it. That's all they buy their food from.
Right. It's like their shopping list just says like
energy chews,
creatine. They're constantly, even as a little kid, instead of formula, they had one of those blender bottle shaker
with
things.
The shaker on it. Son, you've graduated to the large shaker bottle. Congratulations.
Right. They never gave Bryce Enfamil. They just immediately gave him creatine shakes. Like that. What was the obese baby we were looking at before the other day? No, Rick Kemp.
Shockingly, no. I was not that large of a baby.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really start getting to the point where it was. Yeah, I didn't get problematically large until pretty much working here.
And by the 515 texter says, for Contreras, Chili Davis yells, clam. For Schwarber, slam. For Zobrist, he says, jam. And then for Hayward, it's, go get him, buckaroo, because he ran out of rhyming words. There could be Siam. I mean, there's anything.
Spam?
Yes.
That's for the
spam. Podcast. Baked beans and spam. Spam sausage and spam.
Bryce's dad looks like Brian Wilson and Kurt Angle had a baby. 309.
Yeah, that's like your friend's scary dad.
Yes.
Right? It's time to carpool.
You know, we're clearly, don't upset him because it's only a long sliding scale down into mania.
Right, it's like, who's picking you up from baseball practice? Oh, Mr. Harper is going to bring you home.
He's not bringing orange slices, damn it. Protein bars and energy shakes.
He doesn't even drive. He just carries everyone on his shoulders and his back, and he just kind of lurches around, yelling at everyone.
You're expecting Capri Suns, and it's just a box of raw meat.
It's a pre-workout drink. It's a mix of protein shake and Tang.
No water. Just eat the powder.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Yes, the Home Run Derby last night at Nationals Park. Kyle Schwarber put on a show, made it all the way to the finals. However, it was then he met Bryce Harper, who defeated Schwarber by a score of 19-18. Harper wins it in his home park. Javi Baez also involved. He lost in round one to the Dodgers' Max Muncy, but Baez did have the longest home run of the night, checking in at 479 feet. So tonight is the All-Star game itself. Baez leading off for the National League, playing second base. Wilson Contreras starting as well, hitting ninth. For the American League, White Sox first baseman Jose Abreu starts and hits eighth. And former Sox pitcher Chris Sale making his third consecutive start for the American League. Over to the NBA, tomorrow the Bulls will officially unveil Jabari Parker at the United Center as a member of the team. Thank you. You had that queued up because you just knew I would screw that up.
You had it for any of us. You were just first. It would have been.
It would have been.
I can confirm that.
I work better in the studio. Albert Almora Jr. on at 2 o'clock today with Mac and Boris, by the way. I went back to that for some reason after getting into the basketball because I was so thrown off by the drop. So this is going swimmingly. Finally, in football, Bears rookies recorded to camp yesterday, although Raquan Smith, conspicuous by his absence, he has still not signed a contract with the team. And Seahawks safety Earl Thomas either wants a new deal or a trade out of Seattle. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg superstore that offers everything you need for barbecuing. My name's Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the radio home of the Cubs, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is Thursday at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I have one thing to say to you, Joel. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, uh-oh, you don't know you're beautiful.
Who was that to?
It's Joel.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
Yeah, the cool thing about my television is whenever I turn it on, Jason Benetti's on it somewhere. I think there's like he inserts himself now into whatever I'm watching. There's he'll just
whether it's reality cooking shows.
Oh, like an old episode of MASH.
Sing-offs.
He'll be in the back of the Officers Club.
Just Soul sort of Train. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no matter with my television, no matter what you turn on, Jason Benetti somehow ends up in it. He is sportscasting Zelig, and he is with us on Sports Radio 670. You find him on Twitter, @JasonBenetti. It looked like you were really enjoying yourself last night.
Well, first of all, I was just in back doing meatball surgery with Hawkeye, so give me a second to refresh here.
We may be drunk, but we're the best damn doctors in Korea.
It's true, even though we all change out every couple seasons.
Right, they're completely different people who keep showing up. Correct.
I'm telling you, Dan, I had never been to a home run derby, and you watch it, and it's fun sometimes. Being there makes you want to go every year. No joke. It was great fun, especially with the hometown guy doing what he did. It was an electric atmosphere. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think I'd enjoy myself as much as I did.
What do you think drew you most to it? What do you think, like, when they asked and they called Jason Benetti and said, hey, do you want to come do this spectacle sort of thing? What was the thing that you knew you could get done in broadcasting that and kind of presenting it?
Oh, no, I liked the idea that it was the second screen and we could have a little fun. For me, watching it yesterday, seeing those guys enjoying each other's performances, like watching Rhys Hoskins pumping up the crowd as he was losing, is intriguing to me. I think they all appreciate what each other's doing more than we see on a day-to-day basis on the field in regular season play.
When you say the freedom of the second screen, is that something philosophically that you and the producers talk about? Is it because it's an alternative, because it's a second option that gives you the latitude to be a little free and easy with it, and that's part of the strategy?
I think so. I think when they do the megacast and you see Bill Walton dressed up as Uncle Sam and Jay Billis together talking about football, that's as loose as you get. This was a little more straightforward, but... You know, we had Bill Nye, the science guy, on for a while, which is a pretty random thing you can say. It is philosophical. We talked about being as loose as we wanted to be and, you know, kind of let the event speak for itself while we have a good time with it.
So, obviously, being 33 years old just a couple of days ago, I grew up watching Bill Nye, you know, quite a bit of Bill Nye, really. I think, actually, science teachers just kind of checked out of lessons and just put on Bill Nye. Is it true that he actually sent it to break at one point, Jason, during the broadcast?
No, that's not true.
Okay.
He sent it to break three times. And then, after doing that, we came back from the commercial, and he asked me a science question. And I said, just because you're dabbling in play-by-play doesn't mean I have to answer the science questions now.
What was the science question?
I don't remember. Oh. It was a science question from Bill Nye. I was like, scared.
He's intimidated by the giant pulsating brain of Bill Nye. That's why he has
pulsating bow tie.
Yeah, he has to. Well, the bow tie holds in the brain waves because people don't realize this. If you undo the bow tie, he becomes an idiot because it all leaks out.
Interesting. What a weird escape hatch to build into that thing.
I love the, and now I've come around to, because I used to be one of these idiots who just sort of didn't really like all of the celebrating the fun of the game rather than the game itself. I guess I can't even describe why I was kind of turned off by the antics of the home run derby and now I just adore it. And maybe it's old age, and maybe it's just the fact that it's a dumb game anyway. You're hitting a ball with a stick. Why not make it fun? And there was actually, I think they finally figured out the format that creates the most drama and entertainment. They got it right.
I think so too. And how great was it last night? You have Bryce Harper's dad getting tight with about a minute and a half to go, right? Like, he wants it so bad for his kid that he starts throwing the ball in the batter's box. I mean, it was watching Bryce Harper's reaction and knowing him a little bit more than the average person, because I had him in AAA and I know how competitive he is and even was then, and how smart of a guy he actually is that people don't see. And to know that he feels like he was built for this scenario and watch it actually play out, I thought was thrilling.
So I know you know Bryce at least fairly well from AAA stuff. And I wonder, you know, as he has the first half that he had with a batting average that he talked about, you know, in press conferences and everything leading up to the event, like at 214, and just his realization that, well, that sucks, but I have other things that prop me up. I have other, you know, kind of numbers and performances that kind of back me up some. Is this something where, you know, you get an athlete, as much as this is an exhibition, where something like this is an extra weight? Not that it necessarily changes or alters or or hurts you one way or the other, but just an extra weight that maybe laid on him for a little bit longer than it could have?
I don't know about that. I do. I'm glad you brought up, though, the effect on these players, because Mike Petriello in the in our broadcast gave us some numbers about how the average All-Star and the Home Run Derby All-Star have exactly the same second half WOBA over some period of time. Mm-hmm. So that's all gone. But when it comes to Bryce Harper, I mean, he's beloved in a lot of circles in Washington, and I can understand why random executives don't think he's a winner. I think they're wrong. I think they're really wrong. But, you know, does this do anything for the crowd that thought he was not the player that some people think? I don't know if this sways the anti-Bryce Harper people, but maybe it puts him in a little bit better of a place. Or it could just be a big, hey, one-finger salute to everybody who thinks that he's done.
When we were talking about players and style and expressiveness, I'm wondering about the future of the White Sox, because we know that really their guy who does that now is Yolmer. That Yolmer, yes. Sanchez is sort of the personality of the team.
It's the heartbeat.
In more of a quirky way, just sort of, he's more of a baseball eccentric in some ways. More of like a Jay Johnstone type, perhaps, than he is like one of these guys, you know, like Baez. But as far as the guys coming up, being around them, I'm just wondering how electric, to use your word, when the White Sox are what they believe they're going to be. Is it going to be Eloy? Is it going to be a shirtless Luis Robert? I mean, what's really going to make this team sizzle in the way that we're starting to feel good baseball team sizzle?
So batting it down the road a little bit, in whenever it is that he comes up, my guess would be, and I actually wouldn't have a second place competitor that I think is close at this point, just getting to know the personalities, and that may change. But Eloy Jimenez is that guy. I mean, you talk to him and you see the acuity he has, not only for baseball, but for handling himself and how he wants to be a star. I think there's going to be, if he becomes what we think he's going to become, there's going to be some brand neon power coming off of him. I think he radiates much more than some other folks that we've seen. I think he is in a class by himself in the way he handles himself. And I can't wait to see that at the major league level, because if the talent shines like we think it's going to, his personality will be a doubler or a tripler of that.
So, Jason, talk with Jason Benetti, by the way, the TV voice of the White Sox here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, though you probably knew the voice because you hear it everywhere. Home Run Derby aside, going back to the first half that the White Sox had, I think amidst some of the issues that the team has had, we've kind of lost track. Some have lost track of Carlos Rodon coming back and throwing in June and July. He has had some pretty stellar starts, and the starts where he hasn't been good have looked like Carlos Rodon looks bad, which to me is almost a good thing because it's usual, it's normal, that's Carlos. How have your conversations with him, how does he look different both on the mound and off the mound to you now that he's come back from a fairly serious issue?
Well, he's extremely competitive, we knew that, and now he's healthy enough to let that pour out. But I was impressed by the fact that he's throwing his changeup almost as much as his slider. Last couple starts, we've seen a lot of changeup from him. And when he was drafted, it was, hey, the slider's the wipeout pitch, and rightfully so. But his changeup looks really good. So you pair that with the fastball-slider combination. And yes, he's had it before, but he's not gotten the swings and misses and the awkward-looking swings and misses on it that he's gotten recently. So that's the headliner for me right now for him.
Okay, before we let you go, give us some sights and sounds from where you are, from behind the scenes, of what's entertained you as a baseball fan, not just what we're seeing on our TV, but conversations you've had, little moments, or sometimes you walk in a room and you just see a gathering of people that maybe you didn't think would be juxtaposed in quite that way. What's brought a smile to your face?
So I was outside. Who was in town? I think it was Oakland. I was outside standing by the railing of the dugout within the last couple weeks,
And I was talking, it was Ray Fossey. I was talking to Ray Fossey, and I was talking to Intrepid reporter Chuck Carfine. And we were just having this conversation, and this huge scream comes from the clubhouse. Huge scream. And we all kind of looked at each other and said, oh, Mexico scored. The World Cup as a galvanizing presence, it's a little trite for me to say, but just the sheer reaction of it is awesome. And the way it brings guys who typically don't talk to each other routinely together is very neat. But it's not just that. It's the reactions. Like Luis Sierra, who's one of the batting practice coaches for the Sox, Colombia is playing in the World Cup, and he has Colombian roots. And when they end up losing in that penalty shootout, if he was crestfallen, then he just basically turned the TV off and said, all right, let's go. Let's go out and play baseball. I thought it was really neat. That was the same day that we were watching and England was taking a penalty kick, and this guy gets zoomed in on, and Joaquin Soria looks at the TV and goes, it's Engel. And the guy looked exactly like Adam Engel. So we did the split screen on the telecast that night, Kieran something or other on the English soccer side. But that type of thing, for me, is great fun. Yolmer Sanchez, by the way, is what you see every moment. Like, in the clubhouse, he's always messing with somebody. Always. It's truly outstanding. He has no battery loss, ever. I don't understand it. I don't know how he sleeps.
He's got young kids, too.
He does. Little Noah, who's always, by the way, you walk through the tunnel going to the parking lot, little Noah's always out there running around like crazy, too. So I don't know what's in the Sanchez family pantry, but it's there's some pep in that step.
Yeah, remember those moments when you see those kids too, because you're not going to believe how fast the time goes from when you start seeing those names in the draft, in the minors, in the majors, and you blink and you're like, holy crap! Last time I saw that kid, he was running around with a toy truck in the clubhouse. I remember Tim Raines' kid was around Little Rock.
Yeah.
And he was, I want to say he was like 7 years old, and he takes his shirt off and he's ripped. I mean, absolutely like an action figure. This is a kid, and you understand that when the genetic lottery is good for some people. It's like we're talking about Bryce Harper. Like, did you get to spend any time around Ron Harper, not our friend Ron Harper, but Bryce's dad?
Lamiel Harper.
Yeah, I a long time ago, but not this weekend, no.
Oh, okay, because that's a frightening-looking man. We were saying that, like, Bryce was the guy who had scary dad when it was like, you take the kids home from practice. That's like, okay. Mr. Harper.
No, Ron was pretty, you could tell he was getting tense, and it was because he does not like losing, and him being involved in his son's losing is basically Room 101 stuff from 1984. Like, that's his worst nightmare.
Well,
But before I, you asked about the kids.
Yeah.
When I was in the minors, Johnny Estrada was rehabbing against one of the teams I was calling games for. And you remember the catcher, Johnny Estrada?
Yeah.
Big, big dude. So Johnny Estrada's kid is there, and he must have been 5 or 6. Huge dude. Little 5 or 6 year old, little Estrada. And he was hitting the ball as far as you could ever see a 6-year-old hit the ball. That one has not panned out. I thought maybe like little Johnny Estrada was going to be in the minors and I'd be able to relay that, but this is my only opportunity for that because I don't think he's a baseball player.
Jason Benetti, outstanding. We'll let you get some rest because this is it's supposed to be your time to get some downtime, but there's never any downtime when you're on every channel. So
sorry. It's basically, look up the John Ritter movie Stay Tuned from the 80s. He ends up in all these TV shows. And it's like terrifying for him and whatnot and campy and awful. Look it up. That's kind of what you're describing.
That's our production staff, campy and awful. And the fact that you went from George Orwell to John Ritter in consecutive answers is quite the achievement.
Very 80s.
Leave it to this
guy.
What
do I win?
Nothing. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Jason Benetti, the voice of the White Sox. Always fun. And coming up in just a little bit, it's going to be Jeff Sullivan, who's going to join us with halfway through the season baseball information. We'll find out what he's noticing, a professional noticer of things.
Yeah, plus he wrote up the precedents for a Manny Machado trade, the one that is so close and on the way and tangible and mystery team and the whole deal. He wrote that up as well.
Wait, do we have a mystery
week.
Team?
We not yet. Oh, okay. Not yet. We are close to mystery team. I'm feeling it, too. This feels like a morning for mystery team.
I thought you were breaking some news. So we're not really at the precipice of the deal until mystery team is involved.
I feel like
involved.
We're getting close.
Okay, good.
He's Connor McKnight. We do have medicals. We might have medicals.
Exchanges
we could
of
have,
medicals.
We could have some news when we come back.
All right, so keep it here. You've got the score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now for the second installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series featuring Cubs all-star catcher Wilson Contreras.
Can you believe it? Home run Contreras.
And pitcher Mike Montgomery.
The payoff from Mike Montgomery.
Swing and a strike three.
Live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley on Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 with your hosts Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Due to huge demand, these tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Presented by AZEC.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
You want to sleep well? You're probably forgetting something really important. Maybe you've got a new special pillow, and maybe you've got that great mattress, but the pillow doesn't matter without the pillowcase, and the mattress doesn't matter as much without the sheets, because that's what's actually in contact with you. And I have Brooklinen sheets, so I know how special it is to have luxury bedding. I didn't really appreciate it, truth be told, until my wife said, you know, you've been sleeping on this, and it's so get real good sheets. I said, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to matter. And it matters. And my Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable that I've ever had. And you're worried about what you got to know and how you do this. The whole point of Brooklinen, the whole reason Brooklinen exists, is because the founders wanted to take all the ridiculousness out of buying luxury bedding. So that's what they did. They took out all the markups. They took out all the buzzwords. And it is just luxury bedding underpriced at brooklinen.com. And you can check it out and click around and just find what you want. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've slept on. And here is this, an exclusive offer, just because you're listening. $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so certain that you're going to love these sheets. They're offering this a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get this, $20 off and free shipping, the promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code DAN. It's Brooklinen, and these are the best.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with cards, select Walgreens brand health and wellness products are buy one, get one 50% off through July 28th. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everyone's super excited for Amazon Prime Day, and here's our pick for one of the hottest deals. Up to 40% off a Blink video home security system. We're talking as low as $69 for a full video security camera system you can set up yourself in minutes and requires no subscriptions. Blink video cameras are motion-activated home security. When Blink detects someone snooping around your home or yard, you get an alert on your smartphone with an HD video clip of what Blink saw. And Blink's live feed option lets you actually see your home in HD video from wherever you are, like on vacation. Blink wire-free cameras run on batteries that last up to 2 years. No contracts, no subscriptions. Plus, they work with Alexa. Take my advice. Go to Amazon.com right now. Enter Blink camera in the search box and score up to 40% off your Blink home security system. Act fast to get huge Prime Day savings on those amazing Blink cameras.
Hey, Chicago Cubs fans, it's game time. Stop by a participating Verizon store today for your chance to win 4 sweet tickets to see the Chicago Cubs take on St. Louis. Score big this season with the best network. Right now, get a $150 MasterCard when you bring your smartphone to Verizon and activate new service. Verizon, official partner of 670 The Score Cubs Radio. Activation and port-in of eligible 4G smartphone on postpaid plan required. $150 prepaid card mailed within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. No purchase necessary. Must be legal U.S. resident 18 or older. One entry per person. Void where prohibited. Ends 8/18. Visit 670.
670thescore.com for official rules.
Promo code SCORE.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's fun, you know, and I'm excited to wherever it is, try to go out there and, you know, help the team win, and, you know, hopefully wherever I go, try to bring the team a ring.
Manny Machado is going to try to bring the team a ring, and I think he's going to have that opportunity maybe by end of business today.
Got to get to a team that's not 35 games under 500.
This first segment brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. So reset the landscape right now.
Can I read you some news? Buster Olney has been tweeting this out, and I think it was John Heyman had it almost done to the Phillies last night and then done to the Dodgers the next morning. But Olney's latest, and this is a couple of minutes ago, right in the middle of our conversation with Jason Benetti. The Orioles have a structure of a deal in place and are going through the medicals and paperwork portion of the transaction. The Dodgers have been very interested in their pursuit of Machado, as have the Phillies and other teams, but this is not finished yet. However, we are nearing the point where medicals are being exchanged. And I bring this up because it is not a non-zero factor in this trade. The Orioles have a legendary medical threshold. The bar for their physical tests, the bar for their need to see clean medicals and stuff,
okay,
is gone back for through the Peter Angelos years, like 20 years or so. These are like Navy SEAL type tests. These are this. Yes, read about
wow.
Stark wrote this up, I think, a couple of weeks ago about their history of contracts and free agents and bringing guys in and shipping guys out. They're going to be desperate. They're going to be absolutely desperate to have to move Machado for the right kinds of prospects and the right kinds of major league type players if they're, you know, young and controllable and all that good stuff. They want the pitching. They got to have the pitching. But you're going to have to clear that kind of thing. And we'll see exactly who gets to pull the strings somewhat in this Manny Machado deal, whether that's Brady Anderson or whether it's the Angeloses themselves, the two sons of Peter, who have been kind of running a number of things, or whether it's Duquette, because there's been a history, a precedent on how they operate with medicals over the past 20 years.
How can it be that consistently? So 20 years of Navy SEAL
more
level,
or less.
All right. I mean, I understand a reasonable amount, but the who is it that told me this? There is a, you can talk yourself. If you ask enough questions of your doctors, you can talk yourself out of any trade or draft pick or acquisition.
Especially if you're looking at pitchers.
Right. All pitchers are hurt.
All of them.
It's just a matter of how.
I mean, look at anybody in a rotation. Anybody at the top of a major league rotation who's been doing it for 4 or 5 years, at the minimum, they've got something floating around in their elbow. They got loose bodies. They got, you know, all that kind of bone spur stuff. Everybody's dealing with that thing.
This segment was brought to you by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins to resorts. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties. Jeff Sullivan has the Manny Machado trade precedent, the structure, the geometry of this kind of deal. All that and a lot more baseball information and fun coming your way on The Score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin Show today at 2.
You're a Hall of Famer. If you hit 300, that means you're failing 70% of the time.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I don't know if you're like I am, but when you go and buy razor blade replacement cartridges at the pharmacy or grocery store, wherever, you look at the price and they ring it up. Like, what, did I break a window? I mean, how can these cost that much? It gets absolutely ridiculous. And then you use it a couple of times and they're dull, and you start figuring out what your dollar average per shave, and it's just dumb. And that's why when something smart comes along like Harry's, I want to let you know about it. Harry's.com is a much better alternative to throwing away money because you get a better product for less money. It's that simple. And you can try it out now very easily and very inexpensively. For a limited time only as a new customer, you can save big on a Harry's shave set. All you do is go to harrys.com, use the code Chicago, and you get started. It starts with a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. I know you hear, 5-blade razor. Don't worry. There's a trimmer. You flip the razor over and there's a single trimming blade that I use for sideburns or hard to reach areas. You know, they're like right up under your nose there. And Harry's founders tried to optimize everything to get away from all the stuff you don't want. It's a simpler option. It's an exceptional quality shave at a fair price. They have their own German blade factory grinding steel. Their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. It's 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love